once again, welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM.
This is a live presentation. There we are. Are we on now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start over with that. Hello once again, and welcome to our show. This you're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. This is a live presentation from downtown Amory, Wisconsin. We are well into our eighth year of airing this show, and we thank all the listeners and all the guests that we've had, and certainly thank the staff and management here at WPCA Radio for letting us do this for so long, right, Eddie?
Yep.
And my name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. We've been together in a group called Trigger Happy since 1983, and
June of 1983.
That's right. So we're coming up on that's right. And this is May, so we're getting close to another anniversary there too, Eddie.
But yeah.
Each show here, we have a guest or two from the local area, sometimes a regional guest. But tonight we have two guests, Chuck Bethke and Jim Huggerud. They'll share some music and lively stories from with you. And so sit back and listen, tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's do it. You bet. Okay, once again, we want to say hello to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Trigger Happy Memories. And Eddie, how you doing there?
Good.
Good. Spring is here.
Spring is here, yeah.
Yes. And
Sounds like we got some warmer weather coming up next week again.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, some maybe close to 90 for the weekend. Yeah. So, yes. Putz sent me a picture that you were playing with Rex and the boys.
Yep. Sunday. He stopped by last Sunday. We were playing at the DN campground from 3 to 6 out there, and I posted something on Facebook, and Putt says, now I know where I'm going on the trail. So, they were there, and they sat and listened for a while, and then jumped back in their side-by-side, and down the road they went.
Yeah, well, that's good. The DNR campground's at
DN, Do Nothing campground.
Oh, not DNR. Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah, we got a busy schedule this summer coming up for Trigger Happy, and we're looking forward to some of those jobs. But we want to get and talk to our guests here. We've got Chuck Bethke and Jim Huggerud. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
And we're going to get acquainted here just a little bit before we start some music. But we got a lot of good music for the night here. But I'm going to start with you a little bit first, Chuck. You're from New Richmond. Went to school in New Richmond and grew up that area?
I started at Star Prairie because that was on its own back in those years.
Sure.
And we had eight grades. You started at, there was no kindergarten, started at 6 years old, first grade. And after that, eight, and this is how I started with the music. When you started eighth grade, the band instructor from New Richmond came and wanted people who wanted to start in the music.
Sure.
So anyway, the people. He said, no, if you pick a music instrument, you have to either rent it or you'll have to pay for it. And I said, well, what's the cheapest you got? And he said, well, the school pays for the drums. And I said, here's a pair of drumsticks for $1. I said, sold.
Yep. Yeah, easy to see.
That's how I started with the drums, yes. And I played all through 4 years of high school.
Sure.
And had a good time, you know. You learn the basics of music, you know.
You bet.
All the temples and all this kind of stuff, you know, that goes with the band instructor.
Yep. So, and Jim, you are from the Amory area.
You bet. I grew up in Wagon Landing. We call it our community. Back in the day, in our communities were what the grade schools were.
Okay.
And, you know, we had Wagon Landing, Lakeside, Little Falls, High Bridge, you know, so on and so forth. So, been there all my life.
Yeah.
Had the same phone number for 57 years.
Really? Good for you.
I don't plan on changing. I mean, I hope.
The same wife? Same phone number?
Same wife, same phone number. And like we talked before, I'm drinking the same beer that I have. So
I am too. Yep.
59 years, yep. I got the same beer and the same woman. I ain't switching either.
And yeah. Good for you. Yeah. So, and Jim, what inspired you to get playing music?
I took a little different road than Chuck took because he got going in the bands. And I liked music all my life. And, you know, I remember vividly the day Buddy Holly was killed. And I was only 9 years old. I knew all his songs.
Really?
And at the same time, there was a group called the Browns. To this day, they're my favorite group. And The Three Bells is my favorite song. There's sure. not even a close second. So, and then I guess when I was about 13, my mother started dragging me up to church on Wednesday night to choir practice. Mm. And I was back in the day, every church had a choir, sure. you know, it was kind of, yeah. we had our robes and everything. So that's kind of how I got going and learned how to sing harmony and stuff. And, yeah. and that's, and then a little farther on, I mean, I'll talk maybe a little later yeah. about how things got going in the bands and stuff.
Yeah. But you bet. We'll talk about that. We want to get to some music, but yeah, that's at least we want people to get acquainted with yeah. you. So they feel like they know you a little bit too. So why don't you guys go ahead and pick out a song here for us.
Well, we're going to do a song that was kind of special. We played with a gal called Betty Blees. We had a band called the Little Falls Music Makers. Betty and I got together by accident. We played together for 22 years. Chuck joined us 6 years into the where we had been playing together. And we played probably half a dozen times a month and as much as we wanted to. And we raised a granddaughter for her first 12 years. I would come home from work at night, and I would wake her up, I'd change her diaper, I'd fix a bottle for her, and I'd rock her for an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, and I would sing, "You're Nobody's Darling But Mine." Mm. I told that to Betty, and Betty said, "That's going to be our theme song." So
I love it.
I said, "You're an old softy." She says, "No, I'm a young softy." But, and it goes, "Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay your cool hand on. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Be nobody's darling but my love. Be honest, be faithful, be kind. And promise me that you will never be nobody's.
Yeah,
I'm sure Betty was up there listening.
Absolutely,
to us.
Yeah. Jim Hogwood singing the lead on that. Chuck, you get a nice little harmony on that. Very good.
Yes.
And you guys, you played how many years with Betty, Chuck?
Well,
16.
16.
16.
Okay.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've got other bands I've played with a long
sure.
time.
Sure. Well, tell us some of your history there, Chuck. You played with Jim Armstrong,
right.
I know.
Yep. Who was going say how that started.
Sure.
Right after high school, we had a lot of people did a garage band, and that's exactly where we practiced. Another one that went to school with me, one played bass guitar, one played the regular guitar, and we called ourselves a rock and roll, and we did, nowadays they call 50s and 60s music.
Sure.
But any of the hit songs, we learned them, and anyway, these private parties, the big pay, we got all we could drink and all we could eat. And at the time, we thought that was good.
Oh, sure.
You know? And once in a while, the nurse from Chamber of Commerce had a teen dance at the KC Hall, and for the high school kids that couldn't go to the bars or nothing. And we played there a few times, and we actually got $5.
And that was with Jim, you said?
No, this is just
before,
before Jim. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And then in 1964, it was in 1966 in the fall, I turned 21. So I could go to the bars. And I went to the place where Ken Nelson was called the Silver Spur north of Somerset.
Sure.
And anyway, they found out I played the drums. And when Kenny took a break, he came over and talked to me. And he says, I've got a guy I've given accordion lessons. His name is Jim Armstrong.
Mm.
And he wants to start. And he had a quarter box, the same as what Ken Nelson had. And he wanted to find a drummer. And so I said, he gave me the number. And I called him up. And we started to work together. I taught him some of the 50s and 60s.
Sure.
So the young kids were there. And he taught me the polkas and the waltzes and the old time. And we played every 8 years. We played Saturday night. Now Jim's neighbor on the Apple River was Shirley and Jean Labath, and they owned the Pink Tavern right on Highway 8.
Yep.
And they said, "Well, Jim, come. As long as you've got a band together, come up and play for us." And the whole 8 years we played there, and then on every Saturday night.
Well,
but then later on, he went to playing more and more jobs all over the place. And
interesting.
Yep.
Yes. And Jim, your background was, you said a lot of it was church music.
Yeah, started in church, singing in the choir. And I'll tell you, I was about 1971 or so. Joyce Carlson, Joyce Anderson, she was a patriarch in Little Falls, and we always called her the mayor. And wonderful musician. She shared her music with so many people. She talked me into singing at her Uncle Pete's funeral.
Hmm.
I'd never sung a solo before. The only time I had done it, in the fifth grade at a country school, I sang the first Noel at the Christmas program. That was it. So I'm sitting there at this funeral, and I mean, I'm up in the front pew. I'm the only one in the pew. I'm nervous as a chicken in a pillow factory. And there are no pews behind me. I'm mad at her because she talked me into this. I'm madder at myself because I agreed to it. And I did sing. I remember the two songs I sang, Someday the Silver String Way Break and Children of the Heavenly Father. I got through it, and I remember a guy by the name of Shorty Lauk. He was about a 6'6" farmer. Shorty, that's how he got his name.
Sure.
He came up to me. He patted me on the back. He said, "You done a good job. A little nervous." I says, "Yeah." And then he says, "Now, don't hide your talent under a bushel basket." I'll never forget that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And since then, I've sung at a lot of funerals. And then a gal by the name of Debbie Tague, her and her husband moved in. Her and I started singing together.
Oh.
And we do the church services. And like I say, Betty and I got together by accident a long time, but we can get into that some other time.
Yeah, let's do another song. That's interesting story, so I'd love to hear that. But what do you got for a song there?
Chuck, what would you like to, what have you got in your...
Well, you want to do the Crystal or the other one?
Crystal Chandeliers?
Yep, Charlie Pride.
And that's, I know you announced this before. I listened to your show, folks. This is in C, if you want to play along with us. So.
Yep.
You're slipping, Eddie. So.
It's good you're keeping us in line.
Oh, the crystal chandelier light up the painting on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the time be crowded? Have you laughing love? Help you dry a tear? When the new wears off from your crystal chandelier. I never did fit into all of the folks you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me didn't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turn away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandelier light up the painting on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. Will the timely crowd that have you laughing love help you dry your tear? When the new wears off from your crystal chandelier.
picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while and it fades away. And the love that we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the painting on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the time crowd that have you laugh and love help you dry a tear? When the new wears off from your crystal chandelier. When the new wears off from your crystal chandelier.
Oh, very good. That's Chuck Bethke singing that little harmony there from Jim. Good job, you guys. Good song. Yeah, it's just fun to reminisce the history of music here. You playing with Jim Armstrong. What happened after that, Chuck?
Yep. I was farming full-time with my dad at the time.
Sure.
And Jim, when he started, that was the only income he had was the plan. And he wanted to play four or five times a week. And my dad said, hey, I can't have you gone all this time. I got to have help on the farm. So besides that, my son was just 4 years old, and I hardly know him. I mean,
so busy, home, yeah?
I was doing the work on the farm, and I was gone, you know, all the jobs those days was 9 to 1. I wouldn't get home until 2 or 2:30, sleep for about 4 hours and go out and start milking cows. And anyway, so I quit.
And fall asleep while you're driving tractor?
I did that too.
And Dad liked that.
Dad said, this is getting dangerous. You can't keep on doing this. And so I quit playing with Jim Armstrong then. And that was in 1974. And I told him, I just can't do it. You know, I got to have work on the farm. And then I didn't play anywhere for that summer. And then about the October, I got a call from a gal. Her name was Elaine.
I remember Elaine,
yep.
Sure.
And she lived over in Woodbury. And she was all the places around the St. Paul area. She was born and raised on the east side. And they had, at the time, was the house band.
Mm.
And she had played at a place, and they had a kitchen fire. And they were closed on for 2 or 3 months for remodeling. And she said, I got to start playing there again the 1st of November. Are you available to play with me? And she, at one time, she sat in and played Jim's accordion at Kelleher's Bar in New Richmond. Lyle Kelleher was my uncle, so we had us there on Sunday afternoons.
Sure.
And the word got out, she also played the accordion. And so Jim had her play up in a couple sets of songs, and it was one of the best accordion players I've ever heard.
Oh,
and besides that, she was a good singer.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that, and when she first called, I didn't know who she was. And once she said, well, I played with you at Kelleher's.
Mm.
And right away, boom, I know who it was.
Yeah.
And I says, now, you know it's going to be just Friday and Saturday, 2 jobs a week, you know, because of the house band? And she said, yep, guaranteed, just 2 jobs. I said, well, I'll try it for 2 or 3 weeks to help you out and then try to find somebody at the Musicians Union to take my place. Well, those 2 or 3 weeks, I told her, lasted for 29 years.
Wow. Yeah. I remember hearing you at the Rooster playing for some parties.
With yep. Chuck and Elaine band, what we recall.
Sure. Yeah,
I remember listening to you at the. Well, actually, you and Elaine played for our wedding. We got married in Pipestone 1 week, and the following week we had another reception for our wedding in Glenwood, and you and Elaine played for that. So,
yep,
yeah, and of course, your sister was married to Steve Schmidt.
Yes.
Yeah, so you guys have some family connection as well. Yeah. But anyhow, let's do another song, would you guys?
How about that Stonewall Jackson song, Don't Be Angry?
Yep.
If I had a nickel for every time I had to tell my wife, don't be angry with me, darling, because I think old Milwaukee would have had something to do with that sometime.
57 years.
57 years.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and your wishes all the time. Just remember, I'm kinda dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And your mind. Now I recall the first time that I flirted. Now the tide has turned the pages. It's the sweetest joke on earth that I'll have you here forever by my side. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and your wishes all the time. Kinda dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine. Gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God will know, and time alone will tell. But in the time, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to have it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and your wishes all the time. Just remember, I'm kind of dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine. And my head stays sort of foggy, 'cause you're mine.
Very good. Yes, Chuck Bethke, Jim Haugerud. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're at Trigger Happy Memories Show going on here, and we're having lots of fun. This is fun to get together. I've known you, Chuck, for so many years, but we've never really sat down more than 10 minutes at a time here and there through the years. So it's fun to hear some of your background. And Jim, I think I remember meeting you a couple times. One was at Betty's 90th birthday party.
Yep.
Yeah, and
you guys played there up at the winery.
Right. Yep. Yep. And you came in and did a couple songs there.
Yeah, we had a gig that time at the Legion in New Richmond.
Okay.
So I had to get up there first and do, you know, four or five songs or whatever, and then hightail it down to New Richmond that day. It was her 90th birthday.
Yeah. So it's good to get together with you guys. But I'm going to try a song here that we just put together. We haven't quite. We're going to learn this.
Did you bring the tuba, or are you playing the tuba, or are you just going to
sing?
It's
out in the car. I could
no, that's fine. That's fine. Just leave it out in the car.
Well, one of these weeks, Dave's behind me. He said, "Bring the tuba," so it's in the car, ready to go. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty good looking tuba. It looks like you must have played football with it. Was that from your high school days in, where would it be, St. Croix Central?
St. Croix Central, it was shortly after, yes. Actually, I got a better horn. I still have that horn, too. Yep.
You played in a band called the Polka Busters.
Oh, yeah,
one time,
we still
right?
do, yeah.
Were you on top of the bus when you guys played that? Because remember the bus, or was that,
it's an old ambulance.
It's an old ambulance,
yeah. Yeah, the ambulance, yep. That's what you guys had, the... Where the days they had there by Ellsworth, El Paso days.
Oh yes, yep.
Because that was the El Paso band at the bus.
Ago. Yes, yeah. You bet. So, well, let's try this song, Eddie. You gonna help me sing a little harmony here too? I got the words here for you. We're gonna just check my guitar.
What you tune because you care, right,
yes,
Mike?
Yes, we do.
What key are you going to do this one in there?
This is the key of A.
This is A, okay.
Only been here for 2 days, it wouldn't give you enough time to tune up.
No. All right, I think we got her.
One, two, three.
empty.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Pass me by, sunny day. Flash some big brown eyes my way. Ooh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm the one who gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground. Though I never did meet you before. Say hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Song there. Okay, once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. We've got Chuck Bethke and Jim Hogroot here with us. So,
I was going to say, back when I was with Jim Armstrong, when, you know, he was playing so many times, but Ken Nelson also had me work with him once in a while because the drummer he had got drafted, and so he was looking for a drummer. And so and I was playing with Jim Armstrong, yeah. But anyway, the drummer he got couldn't play in the afternoon. And he was, that one winter, he was playing at Trollhagen in Dresser, Wisconsin. And that was an afternoon job. So he got me to play drums with him at Trollhagen. And then I had to pack up to go and play with Jim Armstrong at the Pink Tavern on Highway.
So he had two jobs in one day, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another thing that happens here on WPCA Radio, Jim, your church service is at 9 o'clock every Sunday?
8 o'clock, 8 till 8:55 on Sunday mornings here at WPCA.
Yep, right here.
Nice.
I listen to it a lot when I'm home. I like listening to you sing with that gal and sing a nice harmony.
With Debbie, yep. And the comment we get on our music, they say, we don't even have to open up a book to sing with you guys because... Some people think I'm stubborn, but I'm not. I'm not against progress. I just don't like change. See, that's how I am. But I like the traditional bluegrass, the traditional rock and roll, and the traditional, or what we call the, or Debbie calls the classic, church songs.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we just do. You know,
guys mix it up good. Even some newer stuff.
Yes,
that
it
you
is. Some of the stuff that she brings in.
You make it work. And guitar and everything. So,
Eddie, why don't you sing a song? Or you got a little tune called what? For All Line, is it?
Yeah,
all
we can
right.
do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, for all the people out there and for myself, what key is this going to be in?
You're keeping us in line, Jim. That's good. This is going to be in the key of E for everybody that's playing along with us at home. One, two.
Far across deep blue waters lives an old German's daughter. By the banks of the old River Rhine,
sweet Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heaven each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. I miss you, my pretty Fraulein. As my memories wander away over yonder to the sweetheart that I left behind, in a moment of glory, a face comes before me. I miss you, my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heaven each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. I miss you, my pretty Fraulein. I miss you, my pretty Fraulein.
There we go. That's Eddie Schmidt doing Pretty Fraulein, yes. I always like to introduce the songs, give them the title, just in case they don't recognize the song when
yeah,
we get done.
Yeah, we butcher them pretty good.
We've
sometimes
done a few like that. Yes, we have. You know, you were talking about Betty Blease. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name.
Blease,
yeah, and I got to know her a few years ago. Her son, Mike Jesus, is one of my best friends. As a matter of fact, I've talked to him the last 3 days. We've been on the phone together. But years ago, Eddie, you and I, with Trigger Happy, played up in Hagen, Wisconsin, up north of Rice Lake. In a, remember that little town? Really a neat hall there. And it was like an opera house, old-fashioned opera house. But the people that were in charge there, they got telling us that they have a squeeze box festival like twice a year up there. And I said, well, I play the tuba. And Eddie says, keep quiet about that tuba. Anyhow, the guy says, we should come up and play. I said, well, I can't just play a tuba by myself. And I was telling Mike Cheeseth, my buddy, Betty's son, about this. He said, well, why don't you take Mom with you? I said, well, God, does she? I know she plays piano. I didn't know she plays accordion. She said, oh, yeah, it's been a few years. So anyhow, Betty and I got together. We rehearsed and put together four songs is all we had time to do. But we had fun getting together, rehearsing with that. Went up and played, and it's a festival. I think they still do it, but every accordion player, concertina player comes out of the hills, comes down to that hall, and it's packed with people. They sell tickets, and it's sold out every show. But and then they have free beer in the basement for all the musicians.
Hair.
But it's
yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah, it was. That's how I got acquainted with Betty. I think we did it a couple years in a row.
Yeah, but you did it at least twice because she was so tickled
that
you had asked her to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys had such a good time.
Oh, God, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she kind of didn't want to go by herself, so she was so happy that you could
go
with her.
Well, I'm glad. And then, of course, Dale, her husband, what a ace. What a nice guy he was. She said, too, without him, she could not have been able to keep playing that many years with just moving her equipment and on, whatever. But
he would load up and he would unload, load up and load. The only time they ever argued was once in a while they'd get under each other's skin when they were loading or unloading, And then if we played 5 minutes longer, Dale, he would walk by and point at his clock, at his watch,
He wants to go home.
And then I'd usually play another song or two.
Yeah, sure. So,
and she'd get a bang out of that. She'd laugh and just shake her head.
Well, do another song now, you guys. You got one there?
You want to do Waltz of the Angels? That's an F, by
F,
the way.
All right. Okay.
And just give you a little line.
The Waltz of the Angels I hear each night. I hold you so tightly in these arms of mine. It must be from heaven, this music I hear. When your lips say I love you, in waltz time, my dear, there must be a power much higher than ours, a writer of love songs way up in the sky, the maker of roses, of love sweet and true, and the waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you.
Yes, and Jim Hoggerud. Yes, we're getting about that time of the night to say hello to some folks out there. And I'm going to start off by saying hello to Dan and Beth in River Falls. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury. Nice to see you in Burkhart, Shirley. She came out to see us that day
we were
there.
Oh, yeah, I saw her. I didn't get a chance to talk to her out in
Burkhart. Yeah, she sent us a nice letter after that, too. And Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. Ruth and Jay in Scottsdale, Arizona. Also, they are in Minnesota probably this time of the year. Ron and Denise in Houston, Texas. Putz in Turtle Lake. Teresa from Turtle Lake, I hope you're listening. Tom Klinger, you guys know Tom. I think he listens pretty regularly. We'd like to get Tom on this show sometime, too.
Yeah, he's one of the ones that plays with me with the Martyr Band.
Right, yep. Tom and Connie from Becker, Minnesota. Friends of ours out in Arizona as well. Judith from River Falls. Scott Nash. Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. Renee Butler, my wife Debbie, and Eddie. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and you guys have some folks too, I'm sure.
Yep, going to say hi to Brother Scott, my wife Joanne, Alan Ann Jorgensen, their neighbors and all their family. Tad Late and Darlene and the boys. I think Jim Bjorkman just had a birthday not too long ago, too. So happy birthday late to Jim. Brian Jevning, I think he's retired now. I'm one of my buddies from work. And the Club 42 boys, the Cactus Cousins, Denny Marion, Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Bill Gadatsik, and my buddy Doug Gorton over there in Monticello listens quite a bit, too.
Oh,
so.
Sure. Nice.
Chuck, I just wanted to bring you up a date here. I left you off when I started playing with Elaine there.
Oh,
29 years. And then back in 2005, my daughter was getting married. I don't know if I said this before or not, but anyway, we were looking for a place, a guy to sing for her wedding. And they said, ask Jim Hoggerud, because that's what he does. And so I asked him, and he sang for my daughter's wedding in the fall of 2005, and then he told me about Betty, and he plays the nursing homes and parties and stuff like that. And he said, "Why don't you come and practice with us in the spring of 2006?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'll do that and see how it works out." And it worked out very good. And remember the first job we did? It was at the nursing home in St. Croix Falls.
Yeah.
And they had what they called the seniors' prom. People would donate the old proms that they used, you know. And
that was a big deal.
That was quite a deal. The other nursing homes kind of fell in line with that.
Sure.
They did the same thing.
So who you want to say hi to, too, Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, you want
to say hello to anybody?
One thing, my sister Linda was married to Steve Schmidt. Yep. She's probably going to be listening.
Yeah.
And Tom Klinger says he hardly misses one of your broadcasts.
That's nice.
We're called TC on the Hoots now. T is Tom Klinger, C is Chuck Bethke, and then the Hoots are Galen Hootmacher and LeVon Hootmacher.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
how about you, Jim? You got some folks you want to say?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Faye. I'm glad I married a gal that likes music so much. We've been dancing from the time before we were married.
Good for you.
And we used to go to the state fair a lot to take in the country shows. We'd always take at least two of them in a year. Mm-hmm. So that was, that was pretty good entertainment for a farmer's wife.
Oh, you bet.
That was last year I saw you at the state fair.
We still go there, believe it or not. But I'm not putting on as many miles as I did 60 years ago there.
Yes. Do you have any more music left to do? You got something you want to?
Like I say, we always started and ended with "You're Nobody's Darling But Mine," but at every dance, we always played a couple gospel songs.
Sure.
And I kind of like to remind people to, maybe go to church of your choice if you get a chance, So in the key of C.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about One Day at a Time?
All right.
I'm only human. I'm just a person. Lord, help me believe in all I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Show me the way. Help me, I pray, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now
pushing and shoving, violence and crime. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take a day at a time, one day at a time. Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Show me the way, help me, I pray, one day at a time. Yeah, show me the way, help me, I pray, one day at a time.
Oh, very nice, Jim. Yeah, nice. Good song. Yeah. You guys always did that at the end of your shows, you said?
Yeah, we always did a gospel number or two, always.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
And then it was...
Nobody's Darling.
Nobody's Darling.
Sure.
Chuck always said they know if we're starting or beginning when they hear that song. So maybe some people were hoping we were ending. I don't know. I mean,
so this winter I got to fill in, was it two or three times with you guys?
Yeah, we enjoyed
that. Maybe four, because twice at the VFW and twice at the Legion. And
okay,
four
yep. Yep, a lot of times Kenny Nelson from Kenny and Darlene over in Cottage Grove, he plays with you a lot. And,
yep, well, and I did the summer months, and yep. They go to Texas, so he's not available in the winter.
I think so. Mike's brother John's going to fill in with you guys.
Yeah, on the 20th.
Yep.
Yeah.
You might know him. Your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might know him.
Yeah, when Betty passed, then we still had some jobs. I thought we were going to be done, and people wanted us to keep going, so then we got... I think Kenny, the first time, we had Bob Fireisen.
We've had
you a few times.
Yeah.
Like I say, we're going to have your brother, mm-hmm. you know, so we still get that third piece in there.
Yeah. And, the dances at Forest Lake are always booked the three piece.
Sure.
So it was always Jim and I and whoever we could get, right. You know.
Yep.
And we always picked somebody that was like Eddie, a very good person that could sing some, could play several instruments.
Played about 10 instruments, you know, so that always helped, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just fun playing with other people. You know, when you play, I don't, maybe it didn't happen with you guys, but when we got playing, sometimes, gosh, we do the same set, you know, and it's fun to get new songs in, and it's fun to get somebody else to play with us
sure.
or play with another band.
Yeah.
It's just, I enjoy that so much. And music is so important. You know, I thought when we first started, a lot of times in life we go through, you know, we go through some bad times. It might be health, it might be family, it might be finance, it might be jobs or whatever. But when we started going and doing these gigs, I looked so forward to that 3 or 4 hours. I didn't have a care in the world, and that was my sanctuary.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, for decades I was on the other side enjoying music, you know. So
sure.
Music is important.
Absolutely. We talked about the Hootmakers a little bit. Roger Hootmaker. I played with Roger many times. You did too. We'd do the nursing home thing with him, and Denny Thorson would show up there too, and Bill Ganatsik, but you would play once in a while too, Chuck.
Yep.
And,
yep.
But then he played with the Polka Busters with us too, didn't he, Eddie?
Yeah.
Even back towards the end, where he was struggling a little bit with his legs, I guess, or his knee or something, but he'd still crawl up on the top of that.
Who, Denny?
No, Roger.
Roger. Oh, my goodness.
He had playing the trombone.
And then didn't he play the concertina too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good concertina player.
Yes.
So lots of good memories. Of those guys too, you bet.
Concertinas, I love. I call it happy music. But concertinas are happy.
We were going to do in that one parade. I think it was in Richmond. I got there and I forgot to put the emergency brake on my truck. I had a manual transmission, and we're getting up on top of that ambulance, and we look back and hear my truck roll slow into Roger's car. Roger just smiled.
How many musicians were on top of that? on the Polka Busters.
Boy, we had, what, six, I suppose,
six
usually?
To eight, a
six
couple
to,
of
yeah.
times.
I don't know how you had room for everybody
else. Oh, it was, that was, we still do it. We were out last summer again with it a little bit.
You're
so.
Kidding.
Yeah.
The same ambulance?
Oh, yeah, it still runs.
It's a yeah. Pontiac or what was
it's
it?
An old Pontiac.
68 Catalina, I think.
Yeah, so. Chuck, you and I played down in Elmwood a few years ago with a concertina player, Bruce Libby. You remember that?
Yep.
Bruce had booked something down there at that hall in Elmwood, really a beautiful room. And he asked me to play tuba, and then he said, you know, a drummer that knows old-time music. So I called you. And when we did that, it was a Sunday afternoon kind of a thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There was one other thing. If you remember Jimmy Jensen, he was called a singing Swede. He did albums with, he did the Norwegian songs, Nicolina, yeah. And Yes, the Little Left.
I think Dave played some of his music right here on WPC.
Really?
Yep.
Well, the Red Rooster hired him. And he said, I played by myself. He also played a quarter box. Almost everybody I played with played a quarter box because it had a built-in Lowry organ. And that was, you know, and the guy that had the Red Rooster at the time said, well, we have dancers here, and the drum beat is that's what the dancers go to. So I played with him three times at the Red Rooster.
Oh.
And he wanted me to go on the road with him. He said he does the five-state area. And I said, hey, I'm farming with my dad, and
sure.
I just can't do it, you know.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Chuck? How many jobs did you do that 1 week when you were still farming?
9 jobs with Jim Armstrong in 1 week.
and farming full time,
too. That goes good with milking cows and baling hay, don't it?
Okay.
Yeah, every night, and then we had a private job, wedding or anniversary on Saturday afternoon, and another private job on Sunday afternoon, plus our every night.
We're gonna never
do it again.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap up here pretty quick, but we want to thank you guys for coming out. Thank you, Dave Corbett, for engineering once again. A couple things coming up that are kind of a big deal. July 26th, there's going to be a Country Dam reunion at Wandrous, and there'll be about 4 bands playing there. We're going to reassemble the old John and Dave band. Stony Ridge is going to be put back together. Lariat will be there.
Yep.
And I think there's one other group, too. I'm not sure, Eddie.
I know the Rex Cactus Boys are going to be around, I think.
Sure.
Yeah,
but that's coming up, and we got some nice stuff coming up for Trigger Happy. June 28th will be in Deer Park for their fireworks and their celebration. July 12th will be at New Richmond for the Fun Fest at the New Richmond Legion, and we got a new New Richmond Outdoor Concert Series we do every. That'll be July 23rd, Polk County Fair, July 24th, August 7th. We're going to be in Woodville for their outdoor amphitheater. So. Some nice things coming up. So
we used to go to the dam and watch you guys.
Oh, did you?
You played above that bar.
Yep.
How in the world you got your stuff up there? And I bet that was not an OSHA-approved stairway going up there.
Luckily, nobody ever got hurt.
And I can't imagine.
It was a fun place.
I played once with Jim Armstrong, and they got a little bit of a narrow steps to get up there. And I don't know how we did it. I said, if we ever book this in that place again, we're getting more money. So we worked our butt off just to get up there.
Sure.
People want to come see you guys, just watch for what's the name that they should watch for in Forest Lake? Or?
Chuck and Jim, we call it. And we play at the Legion and the VFW at Forest Lake. They're on Facebook.
Yep.
I think we're going on the June 20th. We're going.
That's the Legion.
We play there 8 to 10 times a year, and then we do the rest homes. We kind of like people really, the rest home people really appreciate that.
Yep.
That's.
So, well, we're going to have to wind her up here. Once again, thank you. If you want to start our theme music there.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Lots of fun. You bet. Good to have you here. Thank you.